As before, Kiramuchi request is to develop the supreme attitude of the Mahayana before listening to the teaching. Kinamuchi continues from yesterday, and we arrived at the forced deed. And the root text says, he was skilled in many traditional arts and sciences, such as letters, arithmetic, painting, archery, strength, analyze, and rhetoric. Please write it down. Lines. He was skilled in many traditional arts and sciences. Such as letters, arithmetic, letters, arithmetic, painting, archery, strength, or physical strength. Analysis and rhetoric. He was skilled in many traditional arts and sciences, such as letters, arithmetic, painting, archery, analysis, and rhetoric. Physical strength.
Sancho Samba, he's a netam jejin, tar songjang, tar song sejete, tar senjang. Durza chang me ba, ta ye ba, me be le do, pin to be le do. Yege lo be char song de, lo be le pe me. Yin kin kun ji ki ni, ge kin kun ji ki ni se ge le. Kun ji ki ni le, lo ba tan ze jen. Di, yin kin di min zang yang ma du ba, yege mang bo ten song ba tang. Gong lo, chotok zog ba na, Shakya lana pechonji pomo, lamo parchem turpa, sanso ma jarber ronson de yane, shakya yonan ajatan, sanjem betomar, ziba chembo, shakya sito pang to sote, trangin ne and embala, zizan trangin ne and intercepe, pang potan jeba, kuinje, sanjok sempe, chazo yang de embarmanuhin. Tegindo, Remundozi, Remolan Dender Zubare, Namare, Remundozi Dang, Pong den Dam Pemba Dang, Top, Topchi, Top Chambo, Topland Dender, Shokjebore, Top Dang, Shokland Dender Seba Dang, Takje Dang, Dam de Keja Jeba, Jar Dang, Jar Jaba Dang, Pang, Pang Juba Lasso Batang, Dekba Dang, ngobon de patang chongjok la soba luksor hindo mangbu jotar jotar tang zoi ne yodo chole hindo kebe sujang denda me par jote lezen la soba rekpat rekpa nga ja tang top je nga ja je nam jo tobar je to ya
So the fourth Buddha Charita is that he diverted himself with the skill of traditional art and sciences. Although the Bodhisattva had perfected all fields of knowledge, he went to school and to school to learn letters in order to mature the countless beings to be tamed.
That loved all the escalating.
And it says here in the text, it says Lopatara. So it appeared he appeared to be learning, and he appeared to be learning from a man of letters. And this, his name is Kungi Shenyin, the friend of all in Sanskrit, Visavamitra. But the Buddha taught him many letters, of which this teacher himself had never heard of it, even as much as the name of these letters. So he was extremely skilled. No need to go to school. Then when he had reached the age of 16 years, Lo Chuduk He competed with 500 youths of the Shakya clan, and that which has been promised to the prize of the winner. This is Ritsun, the prize of the winner. This was the daughter of the Shakya Dandapani. And Shakya Langna Bechun, this is Dandapani, Shakya Dandapani, Langna Bechun. And his daughter was an emanation of three Mahadevi, with name Satsoma, Gopa in Sanskrit. So she was a promised prize. So he competed with 500 Shakya youths in various skills for this prize. And here only some of these skills named. For the first part, the great mathematician Shakya Arjuna, it's in Tibetan Shakya Sidrup, he was called as witness, Pangdu Tsukpa. But all of them, including the strongest among them, those who was most skilled in mathematics, he competed them all completely in the field of arithmetic. And nobody could compete even in the slightest with the Bodhisattva. And similar skills they competed in very many traditions covering the fields of traditional art and sciences. And here's some examples given, such as Rimu Duche as drawing pictures by hand, making nice drawings. Then they compete in archery, Pong. And in the demonstration of physical strengths, then in analysis, Takchi, rhetoric, Tam, speech, and in swimming,
swimming and then
Gyal, in Bang, this is a foot race, running.
Jumping, running.
In lifting, depth, and in jumping, song, la sokpa, and so on. So he was extremely skilled that no one could compete and match him. In addition, he also subdued others among them, such as Devadatta, this is Latin, Devadatta, and others who were proud of their noble family offspring and proud about their strengths.
Zepa ngapa tsumung kola rorpa zepa ne yuntin kun chang san cho chan zin su tsumo chukti kora mienbaran zeki.
The fifth Buddhacharya, fifth Buddha deeds, is that he diverted himself with the entourage of wives. And the root text says he delighted in and ripened those fully endowed with all qualities, such as his wives Gopa and Vasudhana, and his retinue of 60,000. So please write it down, this root verse. He delighted in and ripened. Those fully endowed with all qualities. Such as his wives, Gopa and Vasudhana. Gopa and Vasudhana, and his retinue of 60,000.
Zogzankin Lanzo Tala Papa Tripa Mepa Naja Mepa tikpa tang tarikin, ngaja tang tarikin, tongwa la gaba so, gimba tongwa la gaba so, pumi rinpoche yun ting koyin tsangwa, sanso, tangzin rida chite, so so ngkor nyeta tang jeba, zumo tukta am, gete yetong ka choje, kimi dunsa tawu, Luyang Rumi Dala Sopa Koypa Porto Songi Chujin Teda Kenangdo Tsikin Rorpa Laso Tablanke Penze Pe Tsumin Kor Teda Namjang Teda Tamje Jang Sanchuk Do Yonso Me Barang Zedo
His wives were endowed with all the qualities of a precious womb, and his three main wives, it's Gopa, Yashodhara, and Mrigaya. In Sanskrit, this in Tibetan, is Satsa. See, Satsama. Dragzin and Ridrakki is Mrigaya. So they were completely endowed with the qualities of a precious woman, such as a well-formed body, good body, whatever. And they delighted in generosity. They liked to give freely. And so on. And each one of them three main wives, Gopa, Yashodhara, and Mrigaya, they had an entourage or retinue of 20,000, making a total of 60,000 wives. But there are also in the scriptures other explanations about that he had 84,000 wives. So there are like the variety of Buddhacharyas, they are vast, so therefore they are sometimes said to be 60 or 84,000. But he was a bodhisattva emanation. Because
of this, Sanju Simba, the Trupa Sanji Machapa.
Chikmin Mari Mang.
Trupa. Trupa and Tayeba.
Tayeba.
Trupa Sai, Dordan Yamba Yotabri. Did you think? Hakusong.
An inconceivable number of emanations.
Since he was an emanation of Bodhisattva, he could manifest in countless numbers. Not just as a just single body. So they offered, and his whole retinue of wives, they offered magnificent displays, such as melodious songs and sounds of music. Like those, here's an example given, like those, the assembly realm of immortality. He played, he amused, and diverted himself in their company. And says he, through skillful means, he also fully matured into awakening the entire entourage of wives. Two times. He delighted in ripen dosefully endowed with all qualities, such as his wife Gopa and Vasudhana and his retinue of 60,000. Delighted in ripen dosefully endowed with all qualities, such as his wife Gopa and Vasudhana and his retinue of 60,000.
Drupa Rabdhu Soman Zepa Ne Ganan Cheta Tsangju Zekso Ji Ninjong Rabdhu Soman Ngurme Yi Hi Sava Son.
The sixth Buddha Chaya is a charita of renunciation. And the root takes says that through seeing an old man, a sick person, a dead person, and a brahmacharya, renunciation arose in him. He became an ascetic wearing the saffron robes. Please write it down. Through seeing an old man, a sick person, a dead person, and a brahmacharya, renunciation arose in him. He became an ascetic wearing the saffron robes.
Ganan chedan tsangjo zikso minjong rabdo tsongne mulmei Ganan chedan tsangjo Menjong Rabdo Zongme Neyya.
Through seeing an old man, a sick person, a dead person, and a brahmacharya, renunciation arose in him. He became an ascetic wearing the saffron robes.
Madhirva. Gunlo nikhe tsargopa. Nirgo la pepe kapso. Tronjer jesar do. Pepare pepe kapso. Tronjer je jarbu kapje tronjer je govier. Gepet donga. Navet donga. Kebet donga. Tene jiso. Sangju sijete rabdu soma. Dene gelong zekware. Sangju rabdu soma nam zeki. Gawa navan chava zekwale tinden kova la chova chevare ni parjumare. Sobju jarwa nam ji loyang sininje de korjen. Rabdu soma korjen. Sinje lapata. Rani je. Mulamjin too, Jersey Zumun Kor Namla, Job a tort dainty. Neparanjum a tort dainty. Neparanjum a tok jipatang, Jipana. Tane tada ne sha, duna, rabdo mazong non kulujur with Japonjorohi. Tamsin singing the long time but tune. Shakjam namje top jepe, merce se. 콘세 때에 송교업세는 세대 송원은 타카르냐 타카르다베니 제몰 단제인맹아도 도르지셈베 트루파 세 다진진 상보 세인지 랍데 남세나 쳔바 쳔바 나데네 쳔 샴뎅바 샵세바레 샵세바 듬바탕 듬바탕 자진소 라 세와 타 세와 타도 망빈 초제 남컬 람니 박세 쭈니제 샤손데바 양바 진드싱는 쭉 쭉포이러니 디제데 랑거보다 랑기제데 랍두송 슬라이 퍼벤 나브장문메 예 샤브세 반드엄바 쳄제 랄로네 팔로 예버리노 야담 쭈모난 디냥이상 쭈쿠이 땅 까히케 나브자 라남제 쳄데 쵸바 쳄부 쵸바 쳄부 조도 야
So the sixth Buddha deed, renunciation, at the age of 29, he saw at the four gates of the city Kapilavastu, the main capital, and each door by each excursion he did, first an old man, then a sick person, a dead person, and a brahmacharya, ascetic. The victorious ones of the ten directions exhorted him with the sound of melodious songs and symbols, silnian, and blessed him. Through the power of this and through the power of his own aspiration prayer, he demonstrated weariness. For the first time he showed the expression of weariness about his royal reign and about his retinue of wives. And as he demonstrated this weariness, as renunciation arose in his mind, those skilled at interpreting signs, Yatsenken, Namki, they prophesied, following, now he will become a Chakravartin, a universal monarch, if he does not become an ascetic within 7 days. Upon hearing this, the Shakyas kept watch over him, which whatever power they had. So he was very well guarded and protected. While being guarded, at the night of the full moon, under the constellation Ashwin, he blessed the womb of Yashodhara with the pure sun Rahula, Tibetan is Drachen Zin, the catcher of Rahu, who was an emanation of Vajrasattva.
Tamasong.
At midnight, Namche, he rode with his fine horse, it's a honorific term given, Chip, with in Tibetan the name Ngakden, in Sanskrit Kantaka, and with his attendant Chandaka, Tibetan Dunpa. So they rode off in, at midnight, and Indra, the god Indra, Dyajin, and other gods, many 10 billions of devas, they made offerings to them, to him, and he and together with Chandaka, his servant, they went a celestial path of 12 leagues towards the east. And they arrived at Vaisali, is Yangpachen. Having arrived there, he himself cut off his hair knot of the crown of his head and became an ascetic. So he himself made himself an ascetic. And he accepted the saffron robe offered by the devas. And Dunpa, Chandaka, or Chanda sometimes named, returned together with the horse and relieved the anguish of his father and his wives. The devas carried away his hair knot and garments of kashika, fine garments of silk, and honored him with great offerings. The seven Buddha Charita is the deed of austerity, and the root text says he manifested union with the pinnacle of existence and practiced austerities for 6 years at the bank of a river in the Vajra posture. Please write it down. He manifested union with the pinnacle of existence. Pinnacle? And practiced austerities for 6 years at the bank of a river. Bank of a river. In the Vajra posture.
Sit in your
Sanjo Samba Chimney Chemme Bar Chembang de Rabduson, Jiso, Yang Bachin de Hikte Hikte, Pepti Chibar Josari Hija Borring Portan, Ringporte Avala Josari Hisabar Jarpu Capto Ringzi Japol Lakju Nile Transon Lakju de Avate Ringzi Sabar. Something is down on Nune, Nune, down on Hune. Teda Tokpen Tarto, Tokpen Tarto by the Carasena, Jiang Meba, Zumi Ye Tingenzere, Jiang Meba Tang, Yu may 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 jinchi de Sisi Nyum Jung Tarto Ba. Sick Jung, Kaleka Boyomore, Sick Jung and one Baron Zejang. Saki Ni Lindang Jepe. Something Nyum Joke Ting in Zainam Sun Song Hing. T Motorber Tet Samje Sanje Comba Motorber Tembatang, Coval and Motorber Tembatang Luji Joy Long Tinjan, Logotur Yog Jinam Juba Logwa Jin Nam Jang Dunjing T Motorber Juba Logwe Motorber Temba Lasso but Guba Mangbu never Zigde. Cholong Naranjani Moso, Lo Trokto, Chetong Chiki De Jahok Drotang, Droretang, Nendrotang, Tendre Nam Nire Sorvatang, Chotek Chikyam Mosorva La Sope, Kava Cheche, Lunga Katobla, Kava Teta Vachechen. Lunga katop sam la ningbo me pe kawa tichang kawa che pa sam che chang motor ba ten pe che do sanjok tichang sanjok jok par menu ba ten pe ser do katop sam che trover manjur ba ten pe che do lar khaze rapa sorbe lar yang tene khaze rapa sobare hila rapa sorbe ko top dan den yin ji pe Gejong the burn sent to Trasso, ya.
After the Bodhisattva had left his home and became a homeless ascetic, he met at Vaisali at Yangpachin. He met there his two teachers. One is called Alara Kalama, in Tibetan Ringpur, Alara Kalama, who was the son of, I don't have the Sanskrit name, of Yutsel She. And at Rajagaha, Gyalpukap, he met the teacher Udaka in Tibetan Lachu, who was the son of Rama Rangche. So from these two teachers, he obtained the instructions on the dhyanas and of the formless dhyanas, arupa dhyana, of the dhyanas something ki danga ke zuk dang zumme ki something ki
zumme
ji
zumme ji nani
yes. He received the formless dhyanas, arupa dhyana instructions. And he reached the final realization of these. And there are the four, these four formless dhyanas of limitless space, limitless consciousness, the four, and he has mentioned that he realized the third and the fourth and the pinnacle of existence. And the third is nothing whatsoever, the absorption of nothing whatsoever, and neither existence nor non-existence, which is the ultimate Nyamjuk, however one wants to translate this, Trungpa Rinpoche translates as union or equilibrium or Satipanna, I think in Sanskrit, at the pinnacle of existence, Sitse. And it says here, Sekchung, without difficulties. Kanamachi, Sekchung, Düngen, but Düg. Taratuk, Sitse Nyamjuk, Taratukpa, Sekchung, Düngen, but Düg. Sekchung, Düg.
Sekchung.
Chungren, Düngen.
No, but it's it.
Düde.
Sekchung, Nyamjuk, they're not. Kaleka, Sekchung, I say, the Katsik map.
Right, in a Düde.
Meme think two mari ngakim.
Ah.
Chung.
Ah.
Sit chung said cutting member.
Cutting. It's a mistake. It's not due, it's not time. Lasso. It's mu, it's a diminutive particle. In a very little time, very little difficulties. Almost no difficulties. And he renounced, having realized this and with hardly any difficulties, he renounced all dhyanas, meditative stabilizations, all nyamjuks, all forms of union or equilibrium, and absorptions, and all those which have contaminated original causes, and here it means causes for rebirth. And he demonstrated that these do not lead to liberation. There is no way that through them, having the cause for rebirth again, one will reach the fully awakened state of mind. And then, in addition, since he knew beforehand that there exist many needs, many necessities to demonstrate that the body alone is not the sole cause for psychic rebirth, which had been pointed out that the body is the sole cause for rebirth, then to show that it's not this way, then he toichuk chen nam kyang dun shin dun pade
dunba koba chewa
gupa
dunba koba chewa
toichuk chen de kong nam so
lobo toichuk chen sarirpa mangbo yere deso de nam kyang tambe chula sanje ji chula koba dunba chewa ta deso la pen topo cheto Konso laupa turiyo ka droga yosam goyo re, te tsam je droga ma re. Kashi ka katop je droga re sam goyo re, katop je yang droga ma re, tangpo kaba che yase so wa re.
So this dunpa here means that he demonstrated that for those who truly strive, truly wish for a final state of liberation, that like austerities will not lead to it. There were at this time there were plenty of those who trained in austerities. So for both of them, he demonstrated that it will not lead to liberation, and he demonstrated in a way that he showing that all those practices and views, they were kind of erroneous discipline conducts which don't liberate. He himself practiced this to show that it will not lead to liberation, such as withdrawing, just here some giving the sets and so on. So there were, he practiced many austerities, and he withdrew for 6 years at the bank of the river Nairanjana.
Bank of a river.
Bank. Nairanjana, the river, in the same Vajra posture for 6 years. And one of his austerities was like eating. He restricted his eating to eating each day one juniper berry, one barley grain, and one sesame seed. And not even drinking one drop of water. So in order to demonstrate that the ability of physical and verbal hardship was meaningless, and that also through these practices it was not possible to perfect the state of body, the state of awakening, then he again partook of coarse food. And due to this, due to eating again normal food, coarse food, his body gained strength and became beautiful, very beautiful, and he was renowned as the one, and they gave him a name because of his beauty, Gijongzepara. Gijongzepa maybe means the beautiful one due to about if it's Gijong could be for like the renunciate or the monk, the beautiful one. Literally it means virtue purifying beauty. Yes, having not so. So maybe in the same way, if you practice austerities for some time, then we eat food again and our body becomes very bright and nice.
Then the boil and young name mango tango, young name tang, you might take the top jamas and you might take the sap to the zone. Then it's open to check.
Then it nangs on
it? Then that was on the name. Then that was on the name. Then that you're a lot of
yes. So in Tibet there was a frequently used practice of nyungnya, of fasting. Ritual, fasting meditation, where one eats one day and the second day one fasts, abstains from food and water. And if one does like this for quite some time, then the body becomes very beautiful. He manifested union with the pinnacle of existence and practiced austerities for 6 years at the bank of a river in the Vajra posture. He manifested union.
existence and practiced austerities for 6 years at the bank of the river in the Vajra posture.
Yeah, then they put in Sarsong. Chick Sena Sanjo Nimburi Hikwa, Dei Jomba, Sanjeba Sonde, Losa Tsepa Chigwe here in the Yapu, Tender Yapu Mendesamayo. Tender Yapu Yusari. Jigti, Chetan Losa Latin, Tender Mambusogre, Tender Yashi, the Chichi Tender. Tender Sanjo Nimbu Dorji in the Hikwa, San Dei Jomba.
So Rinpoche suggests that on the day of Losa, Rinpoche will explain the three next Buddha Charitas, the eighth one, where he went to the seat of body, and the ninth one defeating the host of demons, of Maras, and the tenth one reaching or realizing the fully awakened state of a Buddha. So Rinpoche thinks, what do you think? Is this a good idea?
Yes. Yes. Then
So Rinpoche will be here at Pulahari, at Losa, and it will be an auspicious connection to study, and Rinpoche will explain the three next deeds.
It would be very good to do it in this way, very auspicious.
Rinpoche will give the oral transmission of one of Milarepa songs from the chapter Liko Charuva.
Lekor Charuva.
Lekor Charuva. With the the name, the song has the name The Seven Equalities and Things to be Forgotten, and we should recite it.
Te nyamni jeba dunye re jeba dunte malare parangke jeba dunre malare parangke gumbare. Macho lamsang jeba dun ji thugumare ini yang te jeba dun kande chindo a koni apado. Tokpan thumbo lepa kapsa kare jigre yaku jepa tamme jepa jepa.
These seven equalities and things to be forgotten come about due to Milarepa's own ability of meditation. So we ourselves, it will be hard for us to forget these things which are named here and to gain the equality of these. But it's good to know how it is if one has gained the realization like Milarepa, and how one can forget things which normally people don't forget.
Number ni do 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 no ni do do wa ji do do chen jo chen do ji do long de yi ji do do long zhen wo bo ji do do de do chen de ji do de me zu me do do no yang zu niu wa ji do do ben de chen de ji do ku som rong ji do do Loi jirim jide to, songwe jide jijang, ranen devu to zano, sotum deva jide to, kunzov jide jijang, ninji dhamma goenbay, tani jiba jide to, maja jide jijang, nasi pijar to zano, yingna pecha jide to, Kurdu ju du ju dong. That's an answer in the English language.
Please recite it once in the English language.
Yes, let's take my head. The better that is also something to be said.
They are not birds to sing, but maybe just Vajradhatu style. Maybe Chris, she is very good in, she's a Vajradhatu singer.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. ເຈບານານເຈບາດເດຈະນານະຕາມບໍ່ເນດເດເດວ່າເຈບາເດເນດເຊຈະເດເນດເດເນດເຈກວ່າເດເນດລະເນດອເນດລະທາມັນເປເຈບາຈີຊົງສົງບາເດເຕຈຸນຊິນຄາເຊຊຸທາມເຈຍາມບາເນດໂຕປກັບຊໍທາມັນຈະເນດເດວ່າຈີຊົງສົງບາເດເຕຍາມນີ້ຈະຕົງຕົງນະດາດນີ້ເຈບາຍໍມາເດມະລໍາດາບາເດຍາມບາເນດຈະຕົງຕົງນະເນດເດວ່າຈີກະເດ
The first paragraph's first line speaks about relatives, nidudeva, those which one has a very close connection to. Then it says if one has realized equality, then those which one has a close connection to, relatives and friends, they are forgotten. And here it points out that that the two nature of phenomena, of all phenomena, is equality. There is the attachment to those one is close to as friends, and the attachment to those who are not close to as enemies, opponents. But if one has realization of equality, there this aversion and attachment towards those persons is gone. One forgets, has forgotten about it.
Tanang. 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 Samba de Ningi Deva, Tananga Deva. Tananga.
So, Misusugi Deva, Deva, sir?
The Nedalas.
Nedalas.
Neda Nedala.
So, the connection which one has towards those one feels close to should not be the connection based on attachment or based on aversion, but it should be based on loving kindness and should be based on pure vision. And the second paragraph says when the primordial awareness is realized, this primordial awareness, which is completely beyond the ordinary mind and really is actualized, then what is here forgotten are the phenomena or things, misinterpreted or misunderstood appearances which appear to be dualistic, the inner perceiving mind and outer perceived object, when this primordial awareness has been actualized, realized, then this deluded appearance don't appear, they are forgotten. When the state without thoughts or without feeling, and here means without literally memory that which comes up in the mind, when this is realized, but it's not meant here that there, you know, kind of completely blank state of mind, it is meant that like the thoughts based on conditioned phenomena, based on contaminated phenomena, when the state without that is realized, and also say without sensations, and the sensations are here connected to these sensations which appear due to meditative experience, not the meditative experience itself has to be given up. There will be experience due to meditation, but the concepts which spring up due to the experience one has and the attachment to those experiences, one has to free one's mind from this. They have to be, the experience are forgotten.
Kosom rangche tokta na la yi jirem ji di tar. Kosom rangche de karre, kosom rangche se jute, rangche de zundup chik pare. Semje ne lok saja chenpo te, kosom zundup re, kosom rangche am kosom zundup re. Semje ne lok kosom rangche am zundup topa kapso, la yi jirem ji song song pare. La yi jirem ti jim ten karre, la yi jirem te kunzup ta nam to go gom go re.
So When the natural presence of the three kayas is realized, and here with natural presence is rangche, is meant the spontaneous, when the three kayas, which are spontaneously are present, when this is realized, and here it means the spontaneous three kayas of the pure, which are spontaneous present within the pure nature of the mind, which is Mahamudra. When one has this realization, then the kirim, the developing phase of the meditations on meditational deities, they are forgotten, and these developing phases of these meditations are creations of conceptualizations. If one has these realizations, these developing phases are not, these forms of meditation on meditation deities are not needed. So there are three forms of fruition. One is fruition which is achieved through effort, and one fruition which is naturally existent. And here is meant, Milarepa means the fruition, which fruition of one's striving, which is naturally existent, with a naturally existent result.
I'm sorry, there are two different kinds?
Yes. Two. One is the fruition which is actualized through striving, and one is the fruition which is naturally existent. And it is rangne, so it's naturally existent. Naturally existent where? Within the clear light nature of the mind, which is Mahamudra. So if one has realized this naturally existent result, then results produced through effort are forgotten. Like the results in general one thinks as fruition in the future, that which one attains through one's striving in the future. But here, now striving is needed because it's a naturally present result. If one has realized the So this fruition, when this fruition is already present within the fundamental mode of the mind, true nature of the mind, then whatever fruition there might be doesn't have to be accomplished through effort because it's already present within.
Tani lindeba sena tani jikeba jidi tarsoma.
Through meditating, So if one meditates, has meditated on the instruction of the hearing lineage, one doesn't need conventional explanations. It means here their instructions, definitely of the hearing lineage, but if one meditates on them, one has to forget about all kind of conventional explanations there are, because this meditation is beyond any form of conventions.
Hyogu karpo la naksa nagpu tepe yege te jee song sumare. Jee na ye chepa mado pecha mangbu kor mago nansi tamche pecha yena te pecha mangbu yeno korsa mangbu ndo korsu chu te jee jang. E wala repa pecha gogo na nama kanka pecha re.
So if one has the realization of when one has has realized that all phenomena there are of existence, that there are texts, that there are books, then whatever there is in form of books, like the black ink, through which one writes letters and writes books, they are forgotten. And what are these with black ink written books? They're just something which one has, some heavy burden which one has to carry. So having this realization that all phenomena are like books, one doesn't have to bother about just burdensome carriage of books. And everything appears as books.
Retina le tambo pe lobdo se pecha mambu ko gundo tene tharto pecha lende go gre na se pecha sha go gre na ma tam che pecha le sha go gre.
Being a beginner practitioner, one needs books and one has to carry books. But the ultimate realization is beyond any kind of conventional things, just texts. And then, having this realization, whatever appears as a book, as a scripture, as a teaching.
Then, pony in a pecha mangbo the jabla corner, the ranga jabla corner, then it petarang bulundo gogre. Tingsang namdo the moda nana jigo chimbo mudo in a pecha corner, pekaleka bundosigacha. Ti jiso, kaleka po yona, jiso, now a pecha lekar gogre. Now a pecha chana te pecha kogumdo.
In Tibet, one had to walk long distances, so one had to carry all the books, the patches on one's back. It was very difficult. Today, in modern time, there are cars, there are airplanes, but still sometimes we have experienced difficulties due to carrying our books. So at this time, we should think that in future, wishing to have the realization that all phenomena appear as a teaching, appear as a book. He recited once again in Tibetan language.
Yeah.
Tene boda de tesutam che gamba tesu jane degre. Somla tachota kahie lan lonti che landona yin degre. Tene tar tar sagre. Te yela zani mare do yen fo bi. Sugre.
So.
Te agre.
So Rinpoche says that after tomorrow we will meet here in the morning and celebrate the Losa together. And it will be an auspicious connection, and through this occasion Rinpoche will explain the three next Buddha Charita, and on the third day thereupon, and the first, we have a free day, and people like to go to border and go to the monasteries and partake in a celebration or do a small pilgrimage. And Sunday, the fifth, somebody thinks it gets too much of 3 days. We should be back on Sunday. We start as usual in the morning on Sunday, the fifth.
The next Sang chude yo mare chiran so te yang losa chading da buzo kuti. Sang chude yo mare chiran so lojo zone de.
And how should we do tomorrow? Kenomuchi suggests that there is no teaching, but there are studies as usual. We should study. Chuse kiri. Chuse sumi mehre ba.
Te lojo zone.
So, and there's some preparation has to be done for the Losa, but it's good if we continue our study tomorrow. So we can study in the morning, in the afternoon we can have free if you like to go.
Thank you.